Every day we hear new coronavirus numbers, the number of new daily cases, the number of deaths, the number of people in the hospital. But what about people who had the virus without realizing it? That's the subject of an ongoing study at Wake Forest Baptist Health. It has to do with antibodies. Those are the proteins in your blood that help fight off viruses. The Wake study shows that between 12 and 14% of people tested in North Carolina have coronavirus antibodies, and most had little or no coronavirus symptoms. WFAE's Claire Donnelly reports.
The study started in April. It's enrolled about 8,000 people for antibody tests so far. The majority are in the Triad area. They receive a kit in the mail and prick their finger to collect a blood sample. Then they use an at-home test kit to look for the antibodies or send it off to be tested elsewhere. At the beginning of the study, very few people had antibodies, says John Sanders. He's the chief of infectious diseases at Wake Forest Baptist.
It was probably, given confidence intervals and false positives and that sort of thing, it was probably less than 1% prevalence. And that slowly crept up in May. So that by the end of May, we had somewhere between 3 to 5%.
Even more people tested positive for antibodies in June, between 12 and 14%. This means the virus is spreading and infecting more people, Sanders says. And he expects the number to keep growing.
If nothing changes, we would expect that it would continue to go up at an accelerating rate. One could even worry about it being an exponential rate.
Sanders says so far, the majority of people who have these antibodies have had little to no coronavirus symptoms, which could be viewed as both a good and bad thing, he says. On the one hand, it could mean the coronavirus is less deadly. The findings suggest the death rate could be in the range of 0.01%. And very few people in the study have had to go to the hospital.
So we can look at it very positively and say the death rate is lower than we have estimated. The severity of symptoms is lower than we have estimated. And that the vast majority of people who get infected are going to do fine with at least this initial infection.
But on the other hand, if most people had no idea they had the virus because they had no symptoms, Sanders said they could have infected others by accident.
And I think that can be extrapolated across the state and across the nation, that we are probably seeing lots of people get infected who are relatively unaware that they could be infected and are not being as cautious as they should be to keep from infecting others.
Sanders hopes to continue the study throughout the pandemic. Wake Forest is expanding the antibody testing to Atrium's hospitals in Charlotte, as well as hospitals in Wilmington. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.